Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Gianna Rayburn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. The What to Read Next podcast helps you build a TBR of future favorite books. In each episode, Lori and Maine interviews authors and book influencers to recommend books they loved for you to pick up today. If you're an avid reader, always looking for your next great read, then this show's for you. Hi, Bree. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Hello. Thank you for having me again.
So happy to have you back. So tell us what you've been up to.
So I have been making 1.5 million videos for Vlogmas, which is so much for me because I try and post at least 2 a week, mm-hmm. but sometimes I only do one, but I've been doing it every day during the week and then vlogging over the weekend. Mm-hmm. So I feel like that's been my life. And also I launched new stickers in my shop. And so that has taken up a good portion of my life. And that's my entire life has been
all right.
Stickers and vlog.
So first, talk to those stickers and know what you expect and who the stickers are for, because they're perfect for many readers, you know?
Yes. So I made the stickers both for myself and then I had friends because I got a Cricut in 2020 when I was home a lot. And I was like, I need to make myself stickers for my reading journal. And so I have a ton of romance specific stickers for my reading journal. And I do like vinyl stickers and different sticker sheets too, but I have a bunch of like trope stickers. So each sticker has a different trope on it. And so I can use that in my reading journal to like categorize books. And then I have my friend Steph from Novelty Corner. She actually uses them in a brilliant way that I'm going to start doing, which is in the front of books, she takes the trope stickers and whatever tropes are in that book, she sticks them in the front of the book, which is really brilliant.
That is brilliant.
I know, that's what I'm saying. And so, and I have things like I have stickers that have representation, for example. So if you're keeping track of that in your book journal, I mean, anything you can think of, I pretty much have a sticker for it if you keep a reading journal. So yeah, it's been fun.
And then talk to us about your YouTube channel. What can we expect? And why should we become a member? Because I'm a member. So a lot of other friends here.
I'm going to be honest. I have no idea why anyone is a member.
Because we get you to read books that we want you to read.
That's true. So my YouTube channel, I talk mostly about romance. I read a ton of romance, mostly contemporary, a lot of monster romance as well. I do occasionally dabble in nonfiction books. Just I like educating myself on things, not really self-help type things, but autobiographies about interesting people, but also like just topics I want to learn more about, but mostly romance. And I do occasional vlogs. I do a lot of recommendation videos. Most of my videos are like the repeat videos, like recent reads. So I talk about all the books that I've been reading lately and the ones I've been loving. I tend to gush a lot. I like, because I'm really good at picking out books for myself. So I tend to find books that I really love. And I'm much better about talking about books that I love rather than books that I don't. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of gushing. And then for members, I do these monthly tea chats where I just talk about my life and things that have been going on. And then I do members can vote on books that I read. And I do a dedicated reading vlog just for members where I like talk about, like, it's usually better if you've already read the book to, you know, watch one of those reading vlogs. Cause I go like page by page, almost like, I'm just like, it's me reacting to the book as I read it. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I mean, and then we do members lives and we're doing a movie night soon. So there's all that type of stuff.
Oh, exciting. So if you're a booktuber, you should check out Bree. Awesome. So Bree, today we're going to chat about audiobooks because you're a big audiobook listener. I think I learned a lot from watching you, your videos talk about audiobooks and be like, oh, like this is what I can do. So mm-hmm. for new audiobook listeners, I think for new listeners here, I'm launching What to Listen Next, which is an audiobook blog, which is all about audiobooks. It's all about listicles for favorite narrators and like books that you should listen to, books that are great on audio, that you rather do your chores and listen to them. So we're mm-hmm. trying to do more audiobook because we figure you're listening to a podcast, likely you're more likely to listen to an audiobook, you know.
Brilliant. So, I'm a huge fan of this.
Yes. So talk about audiobooks. Tell us about the audiobook origin story. Like, how did you got listening to that?
That is a great question. I have a funny audiobook. Well, I guess it's not really funny. It's just weird. Because I'm old. So it was maybe, God, how long ago was it? Like 12 years ago, 15 years ago or something. I listened to my first audiobook, and it was an audiobook on CDs that you had like a book of them for one book, because the books were so long. And it was Blood and Chocolate, I'll never forget, which is a YA paranormal shifter romance. And you would have to, like, it wouldn't save your spot. And I would listen to it in the car. So, like, I'd have to, like, skip ahead to where I was. But, like, you literally had a book of CDs. And I didn't even know that audiobooks were a thing until I saw them in the library once. I'm like, what are these? I used to ignore them. I thought they were just CDs or DVDs or something. But when I saw that, I was like, oh my gosh, these are books. And like, I can listen to it in the car because, and children, don't try this at home. When I would be reading a book and be obsessed with it, I would be reading at stoplights.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to put it down. So I'd be like reading and then put it down and then read and put it down. I'm like, wait, I can listen to an audiobook while I'm driving. And so that was my audiobook origin story, was Blood and Chocolate. And then I watched the movie, by the way, and they changed so much in it. And the movie was terrible. But yes.
I love this. I love that you were the OG and the OG level, you know. Yes. It was CDs. It used to be books on tape. It used to be cassettes before.
Yeah. And you know what? I also had, because I would only get my audiobooks from libraries because I didn't know how else to get them. They were so expensive to buy. They were like $40 to buy them. But they also, in the library, you could borrow, like, it was almost like a little like device that had it loaded on, like had the audiobook loaded onto it. And it was only one audiobook on it. And like, you'd hook up your headphones to it. So you could rent that little device. Ooh. And it just had one audio. I know, it's like so weird. I don't think they exist anymore. I don't even know what they're called, but I used to get those too.
I love this. And so how did you evolve into where you are right now? You know?
Well, you know, when I first started listening to audiobooks, I only, aside from Blood and Chocolate, the only audiobooks I would let myself listen to was ones that I've physically read before, because I was afraid that I couldn't pay attention to it or something. So it was only, I would only reread audiobooks. And it really was maybe only like 5 or 6 years ago that I started like majority listening to audiobooks on books that I hadn't read before. Mm-hmm. And it just like, I feel a little bad because I used to be so hardcore about physical books. Like I loved the smell of books and the feel of books and seeing the font and just like, I love the aesthetic of books. But once I started getting into audiobooks, it was all downhill from there because it's just so easy. And as my life got busier, I had kids, I'm working full time, I have a husband, you know, my life got busy, and the only way I can read now is audiobooks. And also, for those who don't know, I have multiple sclerosis, and I had a flare up that gave me optic neuritis, and I injured it messed up my optic nerve. So physically reading is very difficult for me now because it just, my eyesight is all messed up. I get double vision a lot and I get a lot of pain there. So audiobooks has seriously like saved my life because I wouldn't be able to read nearly as much if it wasn't for them.
It's amazing. And so when do you read your audiobooks? Like what places, you know?
Everywhere, all the time. I am like, so back before there was the accessibility of being able to order groceries online, mm-hmm. I was that person who would have her headphones in at the grocery store listening to a very raunchy sex scene while buying grapes. Like that was like, I would be listening to these raunchy scenes and like smiling at people. I listen to it like any moment that I possibly can. I'm listening to an audiobook. I have a job. I'm a designer. So I have a job where I don't really have to read a lot or like comprehend things that way. So I love listening while I'm designing. So I listen almost all day, every day.
So how many books do you listen to? Like,
You know, lately I've been listening to more podcasts lately, actually. Okay. So my audiobook reading has gone down a little bit because of that, but I can usually read one to two books a day, but it just depends on if I'm on a roll or not. And sometimes I also watch like YouTube videos, like my friends' videos and stuff too. Yeah. So that takes up some of the time that I would be reading, but it just depends. If I'm in like my reading era, then it's like two books a day.
And what speed do you read to listen to?
So that's also weird. My brain, so I got to a point where I was reading at like 3x speed. Mm-hmm. And then like, I don't know. I think it's like my reading era because I'm down to 2x speed. I cannot listen to it any less than 2x speed because it seems like we're talking backwards. Yeah. It's so slow. Yeah. But yeah.
And then where do you get your audiobooks? So talk about the different services, because there's multiple services now. We're no longer in the CD era. We're like in the abundance mindset.
I am no longer listening to CDs, friends. I finally graduated. Every service ever I have, I subscribe to all the services. So I have Libby, which is through my library, but little tip for those who may not know, you can get out of state library cards. Mm-hmm. And I have like six of them. And so it's great because my local library is terrible. They don't have a great selection whatsoever. However, there are some great ones, like Fairfax has a really good one. Miami-Dade, I think. Did you tell me about Miami-Dade?
Yeah. Did you get Tampa?
I got Tampa. I was able to get Tampa. Yes. Thank you.
I'm not moving out of Tampa because of that reason. The library is so good.
They have a great selection and they give you a lot of Hoopla borrows. Yeah. Too, which is nice. And that's the other one is Hoopla. I get a ton of them from Hoopla. Hoopla has a really great selection, especially for indie books, mm-hmm. like indie authors. There's great indie author selection. I also listen to Scribd, which is probably the most like mysterious of all of them, because you don't know how many borrows you get. You just randomly are cut off one day and you don't know like how long the books are going to be. It's so mysterious. Like nobody knows, but luckily, like when people use my link, I'm able to get like, it gives me like a month free or something. So that's nice. But I would pay for it anyway, because I have a great selection. Like they have newer books.
They have books that if you find in a Hoopla, you know how Hoopla access, they have them in Scribd. I've noticed, because I've seen the crossover. So if you're like, oh, I feel like I want to listen on Hoopla or I want to listen on Scribd, you can listen on Scribd. And the cutoff seems to be based on what publisher it does, like what kind of like, you know, I've noticed that, because if I read too many of this publisher, they get caught up from that publisher, but then I have opened up these other publishers. So I don't know. That's just my theory. It's based on the publisher.
Right.
It can be some other theories. I know there's theories that you should not save the book, you know, like there's ways you can avoid the getting caught off, you know.
Yeah, I've heard that too. I have to save the books though, because otherwise I'll forget like which ones are on there. So, but yeah, I mean, if I were to rank them, I probably listen to Audible the most, because Audible has Audible exclusives, and they also have like some of the full cast narration ones, like by Cara Bastone and stuff, are on Audible. Mm-hmm. And also Amazon just has the monopoly of everything. So there's everything on Amazon. And when they do their sales, they're so good. And you have to be a member.
Yeah.
To participate in their sales.
Yeah.
I mean, it's worth it. Audible is worth it for me. I also have AnyPlay, but Audible is usually the first one I go to. Then usually Hoopla, then Scribd, then Libby, then AnyPlay.
Okay. So I tried AnyPlay, but I couldn't deal with like 1.75. It's too slow for me. So I was like, well, I can get the stuff on Scribd. And I was like, well, it makes sense. Like, I'll just keep Scribd, you know, for the stuff.
Yeah, and AnyPlay's search feature is kind of the worst. Yeah. But they do have some books that like I can't find anywhere else except for Audible.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
it's good to keep in mind, you know. So all right. And so let's chat about, so we talk about Audible and all these different things you can get from. Let's chat some audiobook.
I forgot Libro FM. FM is the one that we should absolutely support the most. And that's the thing. Before I buy anything on Audible, I always check Libro FM, because Libro FM, you can support local libraries and it can be anywhere. It can be local to you or it can be anywhere. So sorry, I forgot to mention them. They're great. Yes.
And there's a code. So you can use What Read Next and you get if you're a new member, you get two audiobooks for that code. So you get two audiobooks to start. And they cost the same amount of money as Audible. So you might as well. So yeah.
Exactly. And they have good sales too, actually.
They do have good sales. They do have like a romance sale. They're usually $3.99 for women's books every month, like new selection. And if you're an influencer, they have a ELC program where they give you access to free audiobooks. So
yes, that's great. I found some good books through the influencer program.
So gotta talk about Libro. All right. So let's chat about some audiobooks and like, you know, which ones do you suggest are good for beginners or like people who are starting out? Like, do you think full cast audios are better, or like what kind of type of narration would you say like it would be good for our beginners?
I actually think that because of how I started, I'm a little biased on it, but I think that if you're just dipping your toe into audiobooks, start with books that you've read already and see if you can like still get into it and how you feel about it. And sometimes it's so cool hearing a voice to these characters that you've fallen in love with. Mm-hmm. So I think that's a good place to start, but also don't get upset with yourself if you don't like it, because I know like one of my sisters and my mom, they don't like when people read to them, so they can't get into audiobooks. However, don't give up right away, because sometimes it's the narrator. You have to like find a narrator that you like. And, you know, so there's a lot of like layers to that. But one of the best things, like you said, about audiobooks are full cast narrations, especially the ones that have sound effects and stuff in it, especially if you can find one that's romance. It's rare that you have them for romance, but there are a handful out there. Lauren, she's not my favorite author in the whole world, but Lauren Blakely, she takes a lot of care in casting her audiobooks because she really cares about the audiobook narrators. And she has a few full cast ones. Cara Bastone has some fantastic full cast sound effects narrated audiobooks that are fantastic. And actually, there's a book, I believe it is The Marriage Contract by Shay Davis, and it's a Black love book. And one of my favorite Black audiobook narrators is, I'm going to say her name wrong, it's Wesley Chabon, I think is how you say her name. I think she has her own, like she must have her own company that does audiobooks. She's a really awesome narrator. Like she does a lot of Christina C. Jones and different Black authors, but she is one of my favorite audiobook narrators ever. And she put together the one by Shay Davis, Marriage Contract. And it was so great. It was a full cast. It was fantastic. I feel like if I was going to recommend one book that people start with, it's Real by Kennedy Ryan, because that has three different narrators in it. And there's one for like an actor, and then there's one for each of the main characters.
I have that audiobook. I did buy it on Audible sales. So I think I'm going to bump it up, you know.
It's worth it.
Awesome. So do you have any books to recommend our listeners to pick up? You mentioned a couple of them, but yeah, any other ones, you know,
whether books specifically? Okay. So if you like dark romance, Trisha Wolf is probably one of my favorite dark romance authors of all time. And I had read her books physically because she didn't have, or on ebook because she didn't have audiobooks originally. Mm-hmm. And then a few years ago, she came out with audiobooks. When I tell you, I almost drove off the road when I listened to With Visions of Red by Trisha Wolf, because it was the first time I ever heard the male narrator in that one, Christian Fox. Mm-hmm. His voice was so perfect for the hero in it. And it's a dark romance, but his voice, it's almost similar to, if you're familiar with audiobooks, Zachary Weber, he's got a very low, smooth voice. He's got one of those type of voices, but it just fits so well for the character. And that's what I mean about, like, if you're just getting into it, if you love a book, try it on audio, because you might have a drive off the road moment with that.
I'm adding Kristen Fox as someone to look for my recommendation.
Yes. Yeah. And if you, I feel like if you like a strong female heroine, which I know you were talking about, you like strong female heroines, you will like the heroine in this one. Like, she goes through a lot of trauma and there's a lot going on there. And it's also very, very dark, but it's so good.
I'm adding this. Yeah. Your episode is going to be one of those. So I'm like, okay, adding.
Good. If I can influence you to do it. And you know what else? Another audiobook that's really good is, oh God, I'm going to forget it. It's by C.D. Reese. It is King of Code. That series is really good. And I think Christian Fox narrates that one too. Yes. So if you're looking for another Christian Fox, King of Code, he narrates that one too. That whole series is great. White Knight, which is also in that series, is one of my favorite books. And that one is second chance romance. Like in childhood, the hero and the heroine were like friends and then they got together, but it was also class difference. Like she came from a really wealthy family and he was very poor in it. And then their roles reverse when they're older. It's so, so swoony. And Christian Fox narrates that one. I think that series has three books in it. And Shane East or West, I always forget which one he uses for romance, but he narrates the last book in that series, which is really good. And then, like I said, the Cara Bastone books, if you want a good like full cast narration, that one's really good. Christina C. Jones, her, she's got a ton of books on audio and she always gets the best. I mean, Jacoby Diem has an amazing voice. Emmanuel Ingram is another audiobook narrator who I'm just deeply obsessed with his voice. Yeah. So those are some of my favorites.
I love this. I love this. If someone is like introducing to audiobooks, I'm like, yes, I know, like more to look forward to.
Yes.
So what are you currently reading or listening to?
So I actually just started, it's actually a thriller. It's The Butcher and the Wren. Speaking of podcasts, I listen to Morbid. I'm a true crime person. It's a quote unquote guilty pleasure. But I listened to the podcast Morbid and one of the hosts wrote this book. I don't know if I'm going to finish it because I'm kind of like about it. And here's my problem. As a romance reader, reading thrillers, I'm always like romanticizing the characters and you're in the point of view of the serial killer and I'm like, is this going to be a romance, serial killer romance? But I know it's not, so I'm going to be disappointed.
There's no happily ever after on this, you know. They might kill the character that you like.
Exactly. And I feel like I might be very disappointed. And I know, like, and he's like really bad too, so I really shouldn't like him. But after reading like the Madly Darkly Duet, which is also a really great audiobook by Trisha Wolf, that's a serial killer and his psychologist romance, super taboo, super, that's probably one of the darkest books ever. But after reading that one, now I'm just like, serial killers. Only in books though, not in real life. Nobody should romanticize real life serial killers.
Yeah, I agree. I should have a serial killer list of 19 books I did compile because I was like, this is great. I think I read the Mindfuck series and I was like, oh my God, I need more serial killer. You know?
Mm-hmm. So, I wish that series was on audio.
You know, I don't, the author passed away, so I don't think it's gonna, you know. So all right, and then so tell us where you can find you online.
So I am on Instagram, which I update pretty regularly, and YouTube, In Love and Words. In Love and Words everywhere. I don't really use Twitter anymore. I randomly downloaded one of the new apps that's supposed to take over for Twitter, but then I never look at it. So probably not even worth mentioning, but I am on Goodreads as well, though I am very bad at accepting friend requests because I never look at it. Like I literally, when I go on Goodreads, I only ever will update what I'm reading and I never really look at anything else. So I might be the worst friend on Goodreads, but catch me on Instagram. If you ever want to chat about anything, catch me on Instagram.
Thank you, Reed, for being on the show.
Of course. Thank you so much for having me. Anytime.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, rate, and review the show. This is the easiest way to support the podcast. For a list of books mentioned and other romance recommendations, please visit whattoreadnextblog.com. Did you know you can purchase audiobooks directly from your favorite local bookstore? With Libro.fm, you can pick up more than 250,000 audiobooks, including bestsellers and recommendations from real booksellers. You'll get the same audiobooks at the same price as the largest audiobook company, you know the name, but you'll be part of a different story, one that supports your local community. If you're new to audiobooks, there's a perfect way to squeeze into more reading to your busy life. Listen with a free Libro.fm app while you do your chores, walk your dog, relax at home. The Watch Read Next podcast has a special offer for our listeners. Get two audiobooks on Libro.fm for the price of one with your first month of membership. Use code WATCHREADNEXT. This offer is only valid for new members in Canada and the US. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? Watch Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whattoreadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.